know, it's our fault. We had too many mental errors, too many penalties. You know, a couple of times we had good field position and penalties and mental errors, you know, push us back. And we can't do that to ourselves. You know, the least amount of penalties a team makes, they got a better chance of winning. So that's something that we got to improve on. I mean, mental errors, that's just us. That's just us, you know, making mistakes. And we can't have that. So I guess it's, we can call it growing pains or whatnot, but we need to improve in that area, and we will.
Reality is you guys have had some new guys in here in that offense, different than even what you were working on in August in the offseason. I mean, you're physically taking a guy at times and putting him in the right spot. Is there a lot of that going on with the communication? I mean, how much of a hindrance is that?
You know, we're professionals, and, you know, that's part of the game is transition. You know, guys coming in and out, and we're not going to use that as an excuse. We still have to know our assignments and whatnot, and, you know, as an offense, we need to get better in that category.
Guys, fans will want to see the ball go down the field. Why haven't, up until those last couple minutes, it didn't seem like the ball could get there.
I mean, we put ourselves in bad situations, you know what I mean? And it's tough. You know, there's no play call for 2nd and 23 or 3rd and 38, you know what I mean? There's no play call for that. So we got to do a better job on 1st and 2nd down and not put us in those situations. And like I said, we'll get better. We got to keep progressing and stop the mental errors.
You know, losing gets tiring pretty quick. But, you know, it's early. We have another opportunity this coming week. So just going to keep the focus, continue to, you know, work to improve where we need to, and just keep moving on.
This team, when we saw this offense moving a little bit in the preseason, it was week 2 and 3. I mean, you had guys like Blackman. You had guys you were familiar with. And now here week 1 and 2, it's been a lot of new, different guys. I mean, how much of it is communication and trying to get –
For me, you know, the O-line's been consistent, so everything else, you know, it really doesn't affect, you know, how we play on the O-line. You know, we can't make excuses for anything either, regardless of who's out there. You know, everyone's, you know, going through practice the same. Everyone's preparing, you know, to do the best they can on game day. We just need to execute, you know, not make mistakes, not be penalized, and, you know, turn this around.
Even from an offensive line standpoint, with the mistakes going on, is that part of this learning this new offense still? I mean, is there some learning still going on?
I mean, learning in any offense is going to be continual, and then things change based on who you're playing. But, you know, there's no excuse for, you know, making, you know, errors on things that, you know, were either talked about or practiced on the field. You know, we just got to eliminate those.
We weren't gap sound enough. Apparently, we didn't make enough plays to win the game. And, I mean, you know, they ran a little, you know, it was a little, how can I say, witty offensive scheme. It wasn't just, you know, ground, pound, dominate. It was, you know, quarterback might keep it and the back got it. And then they got into a rhythm. And we actually stopped the rhythm and started focusing in. After we settled down, we started playing some ball. And then until he broke the little last one at the end. I mean, things like that happen, you know. We just got to continue to focus on getting better.
We've seen that a lot in the NFL now. I mean, Terrell Pryor was able to run that read option a little bit, and then they hit you up the gut. I mean, it works sometimes?
That's what happened. I mean, that's the beauty in that read option is keeps you kind of indecisive, kind of iffy. You might have a spill on a play and some plays, but it happens like that. But we just got to, like I say, we got to focus up. Get our ducks in a row and figure out what we do best so we can start getting some wins on the board.
Had the sack. You guys had a couple pressures and sacks. I mean, but still across the board, you still going to get there more?
Yeah. I mean, you can always do better. That's what we're working on, trying to get better. I mean, we missed a lot of good opportunities. You know, the field was a little slippery, sliding. It was a little tough to get home like we wanted to, but, you know, the Raiders got 5 sacks and so there's no excuse for us not to have the same amount. So we just got to continue to work on getting better.
I mean, I think defensively for us, it was just we made mistakes. You know, regardless of how long we're on the field or how many plays we have, we need to do a better job of that. We have to be able to stop the run. And that was the big thing that we didn't do today.
Yeah, you guys look at that number. That's way too big of a number, obviously. I mean, how much is it, though, that read option? I mean, how much does it present problems for you?
I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us all year long, but we were prepared for it. You know, we had a solid plan going in. We just did not execute the way we wanted to, the way that we did in practice throughout the week. I mean, you give credit to them. They got good players. You know, Pryor can run. McFadden can run. They're elite athletes. But we need to do a better job of stopping the run, you know, and stopping the read option run with a quarterback, with a running quarterback.
You're one of the veteran guys in here. What's the frustration like when you don't win and also trying to keep the reality of a young group going in the right direction?
I mean, right now, it's really frustrating. It's frustrating when you don't play as well as you know you can, when you don't play up to your abilities, and that's what happened today. We thought we had a good week of practice going in, but it didn't transfer to game day. So that's the frustrating part. That's the thing we need to fix.